Previously on
Best Cut of the Music.
Is that somebody you know?
She looks all really, really familiar. I can't quite place it though. Kind of looks like Cindy. I just had a wave of sickness
run over
my body.
We just had sex with our girlfriend's moms.
Oh my god!
They're kind of hot.
What if we're their dads?
It's kind of
god.
Kind of hot. The DeLorean has a cassette player.
Oh yeah.
Because it's from the man. This is so awesome, dude. I wonder what this. Look, it says Rumble Junkie Cars on it.
Well, that's weird. Let's check it out. We're going after Paul Lynde. Who's the one driving here?
I'm not going for Paul Lynde.
Look,
I want to see. I want to meet
driving.
Charles Nelson.
I don't
Riley.
Care.
I'm never going to get this chance.
In my,
well, okay. Well,
oh,
I'm,
you'll
I'm
have
gonna,
all kinds of chances after we complete.
I'll
this
have
mission.
All kinds of chances when I jump into the time tunnel.
Hey,
how about that?
Yeah, that'd be.
How about
funny.
I just get
Why
out of this
just
car?
Do that? Yeah,
okay,
get
well,
out.
I'm
fine.
Doors open.
Go.
I'm.
Get
my
out.
Legs out.
All right.
I'm moving out.
Getting Paul Lynde.
Genghis Khan just fell out.
Okay. Have fun.
Okay. Well, I'm out.
Yep. Oh, fuck. He really jumped out. What the hell am I going to do? What time did he land in?
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
Thank you.
children. Thank you. Dance, dance, dance. Good, good. That was mighty pretty.
I would like to see under your bosom prop, me lady. Get out of my way. More heaving breasts. Get me some mead. I said mead! You, have you brought me a message?
My lord, Flaximus, there's a strange one at the door to see you.
Oh, yes, my ugly skeeve. What is the strange one's name?
He calls himself Sam Hauser.
Sam Hauser? Why, barely, it is a fact. By thy troth. Methinks we have a situation, young skeeve. Everyone, depart! Make haste! La la! Get out of here! Good morrow, my ladies. Good morrow, maidens. Everyone, cease! Get out! Get out! Huzzah! Fucking ugly skeeve, bring in the one named Sam Hauser. Fucking do it!
Your grace! Sam Hauser!
Well, 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 look what we have here. How you doing, old man?
Robbie?
Yay, methinks so.
What? What the hell are you doing in medieval England?
It is most beauteous. Make your leave, sirrah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why Make you, why your you... leave, sirrah.
Why are you talking like that?
What say you?
Look, I come to get you to come back. I need you to come back into the future. I apologize for the argument that we had. You were correct. We should have used Charles Nelson Reilly. I throw myself before thee.
Tis most splendid. Mayhap I fetch you an ale.
Oh, I could totally go for an ale. Do you have light ale, though? Or light ale ice?
Only mead here.
It'll have to do.
Only mead, lord.
My god, I just can't believe I found you. Do you know how hard it was to find you here in medieval England?
My, this leg of lamb tastes most divine.
Yeah, it looks tasty.
Barely it is so. A godly length in times past, I fellest from the Delorean sky, landing here in this land, using my sharp wits, strong sword, and proven knowledge of the future. I have come to rule this land, my friend.
Oh, that's... really? So what have you been doing? I mean...
I hath a lot of money.
Okay. What are we talking, gold?
Tis most splendid. Perchance you would see my money bin,
ooh,
liken it to Uncle Scrooge's money bin in DuckTales.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to see a real live money bin. Can you actually dive into it like a swimming pool?
Truest. That be the troth, my friend.
Excellent. So are you married now?
I doth have 4 or 5 maidens, but I doth not find the right one to settle down with. Perchance within time I shall find my booth. But I've spawned many a bastard in this time. My friend, it has been 2 years since I have fallen out of that beautiful DeLorean of goldenrod.
That's crazy. That make you about my age now.
Oh, true.
So you got a kingdom, you got lots of kids and a money bin.
Yes, but I has a hole in my heart, young friend.
You getting any disco down here?
as a point of contention for many, many months past. I had created a steam-powered band that I lead, manage, and write the songs for.
Well, that's crazy. That's very steampunk, yes. But I guess in medieval times they would just call that punk.
Truly, truly. Fairly, we hath invented most of the songs that you hath come to love and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess, are you quite popular here? I mean,
quite.
Do they get it? Does it translate?
We command the most fees in this Tri-Kingdom area. Ever heard of the song, I Beeth Dancing on Thy Ceiling?
I know dancing on the ceiling. I mean, it's quite the...
Boom!
I hear it's quite the feeling.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. Has thou heard of a tiny ditty titled Crocodile Baroque?
No, I haven't. I know Crocodile Rock. I don't know about Crocodile Baroque.
What about...
I do know if it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
Hast you heard the song, Thou Dost Not Breaketh My Heart?
I assume you're meaning Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I've heard all of these songs. Apparently I haven't heard the oldie translation, and I'm surprised I didn't hear of your music when I was doing research on you, trying to find you here.
I will soon enough. As I sayeth, we are consuming the Tri-Kingdom area with our infectious rhythms and good morrow attitudes.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty set up here. Why do they call you Flaximus?
Dost thou not sound legitimate?
I guess so.
Truly, it is a postmodern lifestyle when medieval life is imitated by fake medieval life and fake medieval life imitates medieval life.
Yeah. Well, I noticed on your crest you have that turntables sewn in onto the corner of it. They must not know what that means, or I wonder what they do think it means.
Interesting. They perchance to think that it is magical. Will thou join my face scroll?
Your face scroll?
Here, here. See my face scroll. New status update. Verily, I say unto you, I got way trashed last night.
Wow, that must take forever to send updates back and forth between. You must have a whole giant team of let's call them servers, running back and forth, updating people on your news.
Verily, I spend most of my money on it.
Oh, wow. I see you have a wall. Can I write on your wall?
This is my wall.
Must be kind of hard to write on stone wall like this.
Yay, you may write on my wall.
All right.
But beware, I may delete it. How did thou find me, Sam Hauser?
Oh, it was really hard. I wasn't sure what to do at first, and then I got this idea that maybe if I had gotten Robot Robbie Flax from the future, that he would have some kind of ideas as to how to find you, since pretty much you, just in robot form. But then eventually I went to the Library of Congress, and used a computer there, and Googled, and I found lots of references to Robilius Maximus, medieval times. I figured that had to have been you.
Did thou find my drunkest picture with the three brunette maidens in the makeshift hot tub? Created over an open flame?
Yeah, I did see some embroidered tapestries with that on there.
It was a popular tapestry. Was sold at many shops around this whole country, thou.
Actually worth quite a bit of money now.
Pinned on many university walls, from here to Perth.
I found a reference on Antiques Roadshow where a guy was selling one. He just had it in his garage and just thought it was a towel that his mom had given him.
What?
Yeah, apparently they were using it to... store their old microwave oven that didn't work on it, and tools, and lawn tools.
Methinks it could claim quite a pretty penny.
It's true. Well, if we go back, we might want to grab some of those and bring them with us. Actually, we really do need to get back. I need you in the future. I can't handle this task all by myself. I've already lost most of the people we grabbed from the future, or from times past.
Can I cease old English talk?
You can. Please stop talking like you're in England. I mean, Jesus.
That's so hard. You wouldn't believe how hard that is. I've been keeping that up for like 2 years.
God, it's fucking awful.
It's so hard.
You sound like Madonna.
Ugh.
Guess that's what happens, though, when you hang out in a certain place after a while. I mean, could they even understand what you're talking about?
It was super confusing at first, and they thought I was an idiot, but eventually it's kind of a scribe and a medicine healer.
Sure.
For a while, before
I'm sure after
I became
you did,
a rock star.
Did some like simple physics tricks for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, ah, he's a wizard.
Truly, I powered my own pornography theater for several months, powered by a crop of potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I just said true. So, old habits die hard. Yeah, yeah. I also...
You had like an electrical potato array?
Yeah, it was amazing. But we got shut down by King Arthur's men. Too lewd, and I spent a couple of months in a French prison before being bailed out by one of the king's old friends. And then he actually was my promoter for a while and got my band up and running. My Baroque band, you know.
Yeah.
So
like a Baroque rock band. A rock roke.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I also predicted an eclipse and told everyone that I made it happen with my magic.
Well,
so that kind of everyone respected me for a while.
That would scare. That would put the fear of God into you. Fear of the Church of England's God.
Son of John, close that door. Thou est going to the dungeon, son of John.
Sorry, Sam.
God.
These people need to be ordered around everywhere. They're very meek and very pathetic.
Yeah, Johnson looked pretty... Look pretty scared of you.
Well, he's the troublemaker. He just spent three months in the dungeon, and I just let him out yesterday, so I don't know what the hell's wrong with
him. I feel bad that... I feel like I should have came here right when you landed instead of a few years later after you've established this amazing life for yourself.
Yeah, it would have been cool if you had come right before I went to prison, because that really fucking sucked. And if you'll notice, I'm missing my ring finger on my left hand. I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Oh, man.
But just know that that I was definitely thinking, why isn't Sam picking me up here? This is hell for a while.
Yeah, well, it was hard to find you. And Robot Robbie Flax was actually no help whatsoever.
I imagine. I wouldn't be for him.
Yeah.
He probably actually just confused a little bit more on purpose. He doesn't care for me too much.
I thought to get Robot Sam Hauser from the future, but I knew that we would just end up staying over at my house and baking cookies and making cute arts and crafts together.
Well, I appreciate you not doing that. So, let's see here. You've got the time machine outside?
Yeah, I do. I got it parked outside. Before I left, because I knew it would be a little bit awkward, I have it dressed up like a giant horse. So... So it'd look less conspicuous.
That is awesome. This is amazing. So, okay, well, hold on. I'm ready to go. I've got three wives. I only have one son. So let me go talk to him before we go, okay?
All right, I think that's fair. What are you going to do,
man to man.
Yeah,
he's the...
This kingdom is yours now.
Right, exactly. Like, it's a common speech.
Treat your serfs right. Enjoy the fiefdom.
Son of John! Bring in John's... Son of John! Yes? Bring in Sir Jonathan.
Sir Jonathan.
Sir Jonathan, this is my friend Sam Hauser. He asked an old friend. Who asked thou best friend?
Is Sir Jonathan a solicitor, perchance?
Yes, Sam. Sir Jonathan is a solicitor.
That's weird. Dang.
He doth get me out of many legal problems in my land. Sir Jonathan...
This lamb is awesome. No, go on, sorry. This lamb is my lamb.
Sir Jonathan.
Ooh, blackcurrants.
Since you have been a small child,
oh my God.
I have known nothing but the happiness inside your eyes.
It's delicious. Please, it's the best.
I entreat
ever.
You to take care of your sisters and your mothers, for I love you.
Very exotic.
Worry not, my friend.
I
will be back, but I must go on a long journey. I do not know when I will return from this journey, my son, but I entrust the kingdom to you. From this time on, you are Grace. Good den, your Grace. All right, Sam, let's sneak out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Don't, if you see any ladies wearing yellow, those are my wives, don't look them in the eye, and I'm going to pretend...
Okay.
Actually, here, let's do this.
All right.
I've got a horse costume in my closet over here. You...
Okay.
...wear the... You be the ass.
Okay.
And I'm going to be the head, and then I'll walk us out to your horse.
Okay.
We'll get inside that horse with the smaller horse. Incidentally, I'm also holding a small horse statuette. It's in my pocket. It's kind of a weird, funny accident. But so let's do it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
You've been listening to the best cuts of music.
Thank you.
All right, almost there.
Dude, quit stopping. I keep putting my hands too close to your junk.
God, cool.
Just a little bit. How close are we to the DeLorean horse?
We're about 20 feet away from the DeLorean horse. Oh, my. Oh, shit.
What?
Here comes Johnson.
My lord! Robelius Maximus!
I do us not to be Robelius Flaxsmith. I art a horse.
Oh, right. Mr. Horse. I forgot. There's a, the dragon has come back into our land.
Shit.
We need your help.
Hey, Sam.
What is he talking about?
I've done this. I forgot. I've done this horse thing a few times before. I got out of a couple of craft fairs and a couple of other duties to go party, and they already found me out, but they're just humoring me. Anyways, the dragon thing. When I came here, like I said, I told him I was a wizard.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of opened up a can of worms, and every season or so, I have to battle this this dragon.
My lord, make haste! Make haste! The dragon is coming!
Son of John, worry not. Your lord is here. Your lord shall take care of you.
We don't got the time for this.
I'm sorry, Sam. These people depend on me.
Oh, gosh.
I've created sort of a personage, and I don't know. I'm on a few coins. They're not really popular, but some people carry them, and it's a loyal following.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so let's see. Would you mind helping me battle this dragon? It's just real quick.
Okay. Yeah, all right. If it doesn't take much time.
We don't technically kill him. Just kind of drive him away. But, yeah, let's go back into the hall, and I'll get my sword and shield and stuff. Get you all suited up.
Okay. Should we just end this farce and take off the horse costume now?
No. It's...
You don't like them to see you out of it?
No, exactly. Basically, I feel sorry for them having to humor me like this, and I don't want to call them out on it. I just want to pretend like they think
my
that
lord
I...
horse, please hurry.
Son of John, you have been a very faithful follower. I appreciate your help, but I'd like for you to leave. Retreat, my friend. Retreat back to your hut. I will take care of Tiamat.
Your wish is my command.
Dragon's name is Tiamat.
Oh, wow. That's a popular dragon name.
It is. I had no idea.
In all the Final Fantasy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was from the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon and all that stuff.
Yeah, popular Japanese dragon name.
Well, it's actually, I named it Tiamat.
Oh, you did
yeah.
you?
Yeah. They called it Stan, which doesn't really invoke any sort of fear. And the scarier it is, the more brave I am for having battled it. So, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Turns me into a badass.
Call it Pete's Dragon or...
No, that's too lovable.
Or Puff.
No, but Tiamat does live by the sea.
Oh, yeah. Does he come here on the autumn mist from a land called Honolly?
All right, let's go back to the hall. This is kind of fun. Have you ever worn knight's armor?
Nope. It's a bit heavier than I thought it'd be. I mean, I anticipated it to be heavy, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How the hell do you fight in this?
I don't, actually. I only wear this robe, usually. I've worn the armor before, but that was kind of a... I had this party... this maiden from France came over, and a bunch of her friends were here, and we just kind of hung out and stuff. They all go to Hendrix. And so mainly I wear this wizard robe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes I pull funny stuff out of the hat as if I don't know how to do magic. I do know how to do magic, by the way, now. I learned here.
Oh, wow.
It's actually real.
Here.
It's kind of weird, yeah, and dragons.
Well, that's because magic hasn't died yet.
Right.
And mystical creatures still exists.
Because people believe in them.
Yeah, because they believe.
Just like Neverending Story.
Yeah. Just whatever you do, don't name your mother. It's too bad people in this time didn't believe in space travel.
Or hygiene.
Yeah, they are quite smelly.
I try to order my subjects to bathe regularly. That's pretty much the only positive edict I've established here. All the rest involve gorging and just me getting my kicks.
Sure.
My rocks off. Okay, so let's see here. Think. I've got instructions somewhere around here. All right, here it is.
Okay.
These are the instructions for the dragon. I'm supposed to bring the green emerald Eyes of a Newt, and what I need for you to do is I'm gonna put these in a bag, and I need you to crawl up on the neck of the dragon.
Okay.
Stab the back of the neck with your sword.
Is this why I'm wearing armor and you're wearing a wizard robe?
Yeah. Well, I'm the one with the magic. I'm gonna make you fly and give you a force field and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I just gotta fly. Well, all right. Well, I feel better about this.
It's fun. It's fun, dude.
If cool.
You've never done, I don't know
fun.
If you've ever.
I've never flown before.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
And then stab it, and then throw this concoction in the back of his neck.
Okay.
And then hopefully this time he'll die, but probably he'll just run away for another year.
All right.
Let's see. Hold on.
We won't have to deal with it next year.
My lord, the dragon is waiting.
Son of John, if I've told you once, I've told you twice. Get back to your hut. Verily I say unto you, you shall be punished. You shall be executed, son of John.
A thousands of apologies, me lord.
Quite all right, son of John. Just depart. Make haste. Get back to thy hut. I know thy wife is waiting for thee. Thy wife's large bosom needs your soft touch. Pinch her on her right side underneath her hip bone. She loves that. She will love that. Perchance to call her Randy Travis. She will know us what that means.
Thank you, my lord. Thank you.
It's a fun life, Sam. I have a hard time thinking about leaving it.
Yeah.
Close to my heart. You know that...
God, that sounds like...
You know that Johnson is my son?
It's quite the life. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Here's the deal.
It's weird. You've only been here for 3 years.
Here's the deal. I was on this riverboat casino back about a year and a half ago, and I was very destitute, and I played cards with this guy, and I won Son of John.
Wow.
Yeah, I won Son of John and 8 of his brothers, and so what I did was I created a small textile industry, put them to work, paid them nothing, next to nothing. Then I started opening shops in my own distribution network, and then I took over the entire textile for a while, sold
that.
That's
amazing.
But yeah, kind of fun.
Got the cornered the market on tapestries and paper.
Yeah, well, I used a lot of the cutthroat corporate techniques that I learned in the 21st century and applied them here in the 16th century.
Dang.
It worked like a charm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You must be richer than the King of England.
I was the King of England. Well, I was supposed to be the King of England.
Yeah.
For a little bit, but I feared for my life, and so I ended up departing.
Right.
But
you tried to stage a revolt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be... I'd kind of proposed to offer everyone free mead. I was going to have parties all the time. And all I wanted them to do was pledge their allegiance. And eventually I was going to trick them and then make them work and manipulate them and stuff. But anyways, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is much, much better. But
this is crazy. You've lived such a full life. I mean, in my time, I mean, it's only been a week since I last saw you.
Well, the thing is, I
spent like 3 days trying to find you. And then there was that day I did nothing but play Legend of Zelda.
Seven?
Yeah.
PC or PlayStation?
It was on a Nintendo DS.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I've never played that version.
Yeah, you probably haven't played any games here.
That's a thing.
Like
That's
video
a thing,
games.
Man. I haven't seen CSI Miami, and I hated that show, but I haven't seen CSI Miami in like 6 years.
Wow.
2 years. Obviously, I haven't even heard anything about it, and I miss...
That's nuts.
I miss the cultural references.
It's like that Cinderella song. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's right. I do all the references all the time with Johnson.
It must be lost on his ye olde mind.
I know. Yeah.
Like
I'm holding my turkey bone, and then one day Johnson came in and he said,
"Your Majesty, your son has been burnt alive,"
or whatever. And then I say, "Well, looks like he's just dust in the wind."
Yeah.
Nobody ever gets it.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway, so yeah, it's a good trade-off. Let me update my face scroll status, and
okay.
We can be on our way.
All
See
right.
Here. Slaying dragon again.
I'm gonna go.
Shit.
I'm gonna head to the privy and polish my armor.
All right. Okay. So
while you're doing that,
you've been
listening to
the best
cuts
of
music.
Present. When I told you I'd screwed that other guy, I said it to hurt. I wanted you to hurt me back. I wanted you to rape me. I wanted you to fuck me up the ass. Three, tense.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it could have been worse. I thought you said there was a force field.
Nah.
Because I kind of got some singed parts on my skin.
Well, I tried to. I did my best, Sam. Are you? Do you want a wizard? Do you want to be a sorcerer?
I think I could do it better.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Either way,
dude, I got wicked mad magic skills.
Yeah, well, sleight of hand doesn't count. This is the real. This is real.
Look at this.
Is the big league,
look at this. You
buddy.
See this? Looks like I'm separating my thumb.
Yeah.
Freak you out?
Yeah.
Magic.
If you look over here, I'm missing my ring finger on my left hand.
Oof.
So all that's right. What happened that one time.
You got
like
me.
I said. Yeah, it's magic. It got severed.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, okay, so Charles Nelson Reilly, Paul Lynde, it doesn't matter. They're pretty much the same guy.
Yeah.
Let's get in, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get back to our time. We have that mission that Mr. M put us on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, because it's been 2 years.
It's been a week for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just appreciate go back it. To the point where we left. Yeah, let's go back to 1979.
Okay.
Just, I guess just right after Marvin Newman called Gary Newman, and we'll go find Gary Newman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot that's what we're... All right.
All right.
Is this who we have left? Where is everybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, you got Beau Bridges.
Yeah.
So, is this all we got? Falco and Beau Bridges?
Wait, just Falco and Beau Bridges is in here? Where the fuck is the big bobber? I told them all to stay in the car. Hey,
somebody must have waved
the
cheeseburger.
I can't understand, Beau. Where did Big Bopper go? He went pee. How long ago was that? 2 hours? Well, we can't wait for him.
It smells like urine in here.
Yeah.
I guess I can give him credit for not pissing in his pants like Beau.
Yeah, well, we don't got time to wait for the Big Bopper. He's just going to have to stay in medieval times.
Yeah.
Well,
curious to see how that changes history.
I'm sure it won't change too much. He only had the one hit song.
That's all true. So where's the rest of the guys? What, Billy the Kid, Socrates, Genghis? Oh, Genghis Khan fell out of the...
He fell out.
He fell out and landed in my times.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really weird because, you know, you hear all these stories about how he birthed basically everyone in the world.
Yeah.
He kind of settled down a lot. There was this really... she's nice. She's got a good heart. She's kind of mean woman that he met. And he really settled down with her and had a couple of... cons, and then
it's like some Genghis Khanettes.
Yeah, he's just a humble blacksmith.
Wow.
Yeah, I see him every now and again.
He was so crazy.
It's wild.
It really calmed him down to come back. Chill.
Yeah.
Turns out he just needed a nice family and just some nature. And
oh, that's sweet.
Back to nature.
It's like that lion with a thorn in his paw.
Right.
It's like the medieval times just took that thorn out and now he's...
Yeah, well, he needed somebody to love him.
It's a gentle giant.
All he needed was a little bit of loving.
Yeah. So. All we need is love.
So, okay, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I lost a lot of people. At once, after you were gone, it was sort of like the unity and the glue, it just sort of fell apart, and everyone just sort of broke off and did their own thing.
Yeah.
Billy the Kid and Socrates, actually, they went and got married in Vermont. Yeah, they have a maple
That's
tree
nice.
Farm now.
I had a feeling about those two.
Yeah, they make syrup. It's a beautiful love. I was at the wedding.
Really?
Amazing. It was just like a weird, bizarre mix of Western and ancient Greek
interesting.
Kind of motif. It was fun.
Okay. Well, I'm happy we brought them together.
Yeah. We did at least one good thing.
Did they say anything about me at the wedding? Or?
Well, they wished you could be there.
Yeah. So I guess I was invited.
You were invited. I got your invitation, but of course couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, because you were playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I mean, we could go back there, but it'd be awkward because I'm already there.
Oh, right.
So we'll just have to miss that.
But
there's
rude?
Lots of pictures, though.
Is that rude to meet your own self?
It
seems rude.
From everything I know, if I touch myself, I'll explode and it'll tear a black hole into the space-time continuum.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not supposed to do that.
That's actually interesting because I touch myself quite a bit and explode. Huh. Well,
yep.
All right, we're re-entering reality now, looks like.
Yep.
Let
me ease up here.
Make you this always nice, break too
nice,
fast.
I know. I do. It's my fault. I just hesitate.
Bo, sit down. Sit down. We're landing. Put your seatbelt on. Thank you. This looks really tropical for
1979.
Yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't quite look right.
Are we in Vegas? Did you bring us to Vegas?
You know.
What is this?
I don't know what this is. Holy shit.
Bellagio.
Look. Fucking dinosaurs everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
SpaghettiOs.
Where did I take us?
You took us into the... It looks like you added a couple of zeros onto the...
Oh, shit.
You brought us 2 million years back.
Oh, God. Hate that. The dial is so sensitive.
Hey, Sam, look at that cute... Look at those Tyrannosaurus Rex. There's two following the other one.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that one's their mom.
No, that's not the mama. That's an idiot dunderhead daddy. Oh, there's this... God dang it, there's a butterfly stuck on the windshield. Let me wipe that off. God, I think I killed it.
Good, good. I'm sure that won't have any effect. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go back to 1979. Let me try. Well, you know what? You handle it this time.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you dial it in.
Let's see. May 22nd, 1970. This is the day I was born.
Wow.
1979.
That was the day the music died.
Man, this has been a crazy, you wouldn't believe my past 2 years. I need to write a book or something.
You should. Like, there and back again.
Yeah, yeah.
Travels with Robbie. The misadventures of Robbie Flack. Robilius Flaximus.
I can have a picture on the back. I've always wanted a picture on the back cover of a book with me wearing a big wafty sweater and kind of resting my chin on my hand, you know.
Sure.
Elbow.
I think the cover, though, should be a giant blown-up picture of your gold coinage, but
oh,
with
yeah,
your
yeah.
real head and profile over it.
That's interesting. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind of superimposed so you can see both of them.
Yeah.
Like, that was me then, this is me now, but yeah. I'm the same person, and look at all the lessons I've learned.
You're going to make a lot of money.
I'm excited.
I bet they can spin a movie off of it.
I bet so.
I hope I get to be in it, at least at the end. That'd be cool, right?
Well, I was actually thinking that I wanted Heath Ledger to star in it. He's still acting, right?
No, he's actually dead.
He died?
Yeah, he died.
He died while I was gone?
No, dude, he died like a year ago while you were still in the regular time.
Really?
2008, yeah.
Where was I?
I don't know. You're that, with me somewhere.
Oh, that must have been when... Yeah. Yeah, that was about a six-month period where I just watched Steve Guttenberg movies, and I didn't really pay attention to the news or any of that.
Yeah, that was kind of a bright time for you.
It was. No, I guess you can play me in the movie then.
Cool. Wait, no, I don't want to play you. I just want to be in it.
Oh, you want to be Johnson?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. Who would play
you? I could mimic a good Johnson.
Sir, my lord, blah, blah, blah. I sound British. Look at me. I'm ridiculous.
That's good, man.
I know.
You got it down.
It's weird.
Who would play you, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Who would play me? Probably Hugh Grant.
I think I want Stephen King to play me.
Man. What, young Stephen King or older Stephen King?
I want kind of young. He definitely needs to have a little bit of... I don't know. That's a good question. I want Creepshow 2.
Before his ears connected to his shoulders.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Creepshow 2, definitely.
Creepshow 2, thanks for the ride, lady. Creepshow 2, Stephen King.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a fun adventure.
We've had a lot of fun. I think we've learned a lot of lessons.
I have.
At least I have.
In this last week, I've learned a lot of lessons. Like, I learned that I'm pretty badass at Zelda.
Yeah.
And that I got wicked mad Googling skills, and that you don't actually have to go to the Library of Congress to use Google. You could just do it in the privacy of your own home on your personal computer. But
interesting.
What else? And that robot version of you is a complete and total idiot.
Well, those are good lessons that I already knew. And the last 2 years, I've learned that when you get fingers severed, it feels like a million razor blades are constantly stabbing the end of your appendage.
You're going to be bringing that up all the time, aren't you?
It hurt. It hurt a whole lot.
All right. Whoa, look at me. My finger got cut off. Ever had your finger cut off? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Well, also learn how to do magic, battle dragons, fly, gain $1 million, lose $1 million, you know, whatever. That's birth a nation, basically. Not a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you'll always be Robbie Flax to me.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No need to put on airs.
But I would like to put on some air supply right now.
That joke's all out of love.
All right, you've been listening to the best cuts of music.
Ou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Deixe-me, preciso andar, ou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver. Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar e pra não chorar. Se alguém por mim perguntar, diga que eu só vou voltar depois que me encontrar. Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver. Deixe-me, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music. Ever heard of the song "I Be a Dancing on Thy Ceiling"?
I know "Dancing on the Ceiling." I mean, it's quite the
boom.
I hear it's quite the feeling.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's it.